A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and presbyters, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers. This is a letter delivered by them. The apostles and the presbyters, your brothers, to the brothers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, of Gentile origin, greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us have upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind, we have, with one accord, decided to choose representatives and to send them to you along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will also convey this same message by word of mouth. It is a decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond those necessities, namely, to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell. And so they were sent on their journey. Upon their arrival in Antioch, they called the assembly together and delivered the letter. When the people read it, they were delighted with the exhortation. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything that I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. This past week, we've been hearing from this chapter of John, which is taking us back to the Last Supper. And as this discourse comes to a close, we can reflect today on the concept of friendship, unity, and obedience, all being fleshed out this past week in the readings. We can't be friends with Jesus if we're not obedient to his commands. There can't be unity unless we conform ourselves to those commands. That was the opening prayer of this Mass, that we be conformed to the Paschal mystery, not as spectators, not as observers, but conformed to them. So we've been hearing also in our first reading a dispute that if that was not resolved correctly, there would not be unity. And so the discernment and the hermeneutic of how the church dialogues with the world is rooted in friendship with Jesus. Without that friendship, the church becomes a religion of roles. Without that friendship, unity is based on commandments alone. Like any of our friendships, our best friends, there's a unity in that relationship, and there are expectations that occur in that friendship. If those aren't followed, the friendship falls apart. So as our week comes to a close, let us reflect. How was your friendship with Jesus? How intimate is it? How faithful is that friendship as it relates to the teachings of the church? And how does that friendship with Jesus inspire community and unity amongst God's church?